Jinn are between angels and humans. Although invisible by nature, they can assume visible form and can be either good or bad. They, like human beings, will be rewarded or punished in the afterlife. Jinn are often portrayed as magical beings and are popularly known in the West as genies. One can think of the story of Aladdin and his lamp or the former television series I Dream of Genie. Devils are fallen angels and jinn who tempt human beings in their earthly moral struggle. The leader of the devils is Satan, Shaitan, who is also known as Iblis. Satan represents evil, which is defined as disobedience to God. Satan's fall was caused by his refusal to prostrate himself before Adam upon God's command. The fall led to the struggle of human beings who are torn between the forces of good and the forces of evil. Human beings enjoy a special status because God breathed his spirit into the first human being, Adam. They are to be obedient to God. Created by God to be his representatives on earth, as the Quran notes, God gave the earth to human beings as a trust. It is the job of human beings to carry out God's will. Although Muslims believe in the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, in contrast to Christianity, for example, there is no doctrine of an inherited original sin in Islam. Consequently, in contrast to Christianity, there's no belief in vicarious suffering or atonement for all of humankind. The punishment of Adam and Eve is due to their own personal act of disobedience. Each person, each human being, is held responsible for his or her own actions. Human beings are mortal due to their human condition, therefore, not to the sin or the fall of Adam and Eve. It is their mortality that makes them and that follows from their humanity. Thus, sin is the result of an act of disobedience rather than a state of being. Islam emphasizes the need to repent by returning to the straight path of God. This is the meaning of repentance, return to the straight path of God. There is no emphasis on shame, disgrace, or guilt in the Quran. There's an emphasis on the ongoing human struggle, jihad, to do what is right and just. The obligation of Muslims to be God's servants and to spread God's message is both an individual and a community obligation. Remember that the community is bound together by their common faith, not by tribal or family ties. This common faith is not just a matter of belief and knowledge, but is to be acted out and implemented. The Muslim community, according to the Quran and according to Islam, has a mandate and mission to create a moral social order. Historically, this mission has provided a rationale for political and moral activism, spawning Islamic activist and revivalist movements, mainstream and extremist. The requirement to implement a just society is reflected in a number of prominent themes emphasized by the Quran. Obviously, among the most prominent, social justice. One of the most striking and controversial elements of the Quran at the time when it was revealed was its firm commitment to social justice, a significant threat to the tribal power structure. Rather than accepting the principle that the strongest are the most powerful, the Quran emphasized the responsibility of Muslims to care for and protect each other, regardless of socioeconomic status. Social justice was institutionalized by the Quran in decrees requiring the payment of an alms tax, zakat, and voluntary charity for the poor, stipulations for fixed shares of inheritance for women and children, along with other regulations for the just treatment of the dispossessed. In addition, usury, the collection of interest, exploitation, was forbidden because it served as a means of exploiting the poor. False contracts were also condemned. Moreover, the Quran and Sunnah, the example of the Prophet, teach that Muslims should make every effort, struggle, jihad, to promote justice. This includes, therefore, the right to engage in armed defense, jihad, for the rights of the downtrodden, in particular, women and children, as we see in the fourth chapter of the Quran, verses 74 to 76, and in the defense of victims of oppression and injustice, such as those Muslims who have been driven out of their homes unjustly by the Meccans. Throughout all of its declarations, the Quran emphasizes the responsibility of the rich toward the poor and the dispossessed. The new moral and social order called for by the Quran reflected the fact that the purpose of all actions is the fulfillment of God's will, not following the desires of tribes, nations, or self.